The John Clay Wolf Show has appeared on terrestrial radio for a really, really, really long time. So we dug through the archives and found a great vintage show to review. So gather round as the Wolf Pack goes on this throwback Tuesday adventure.
All right, Bobbo, we're back at it again, and I want to know, did we uncover a lost show here? Because there were some technical difficulties, and this might not have even been on the air. But if it wasn't, how would we discover that JD's hair color is fake? And who is this mega rock star that John Clay Wolf got to interview? Plus, he admits to a guilty musical pleasure that probably he shouldn't have, and issues a thievery challenge. So enjoy this throwback from Father's Day weekend of 2018.
We're sitting around the campfire on what's going to be an event-filled Saturday morning. There's a bunch going on. John,
yes,
got to speak with a rock and roll icon.
Did he really?
This week, yeah. We're going to air that on the program today. Those of us who are inside, our inside listeners, who check the podcast daily, may have already seen the entire interview up yesterday. So don't tell anybody.
Okay, the whole interview is already up on the podcast?
Yes.
Oh, can I guess who it is? Because I have no clue.
No. No.
All right.
Because we got to let Wolf tell you.
All right.
Because he's the star of the show. So Wolf likes to, he likes to cook his own bacon. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Speaking of which. What is it? A complication over breakfast this morning.
What?
I don't know. He's going to be so mad.
What happened?
Where's our... You know, John said, arrange this, Bobbo. It's your job, Bobbo. Arrange it. Do it on Friday. Do it on Friday.
Get us breakfast.
Let's go Saturday and pick it up. So I called yesterday, the regular place.
Yeah. Can I say who it is?
No.
Because you just said the regular place, which makes me think we can't say who it is.
Well, that's very...
I was picking up on your vibes. What happened?
Well, I called.
Because I'm going to say who it is.
I didn't get the response I expected.
Coming to say who it is.
I called and they said, hi, this is Beep. And I said, yeah, I'm calling for the John Clay Wolf Show. I'm calling about breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah.
I believe we will have the spicy egg bosque.
Yep. And I think I know
what
it is.
Best French toast in town.
Right.
And the guy said, what do you think that we have been here in the past? I felt in your general direction. You see the king.
This is.
Go away. You see the red of your mind.
This is when you called Le Breakfast Place.
Yeah.
Le Breakfast.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I was flabbergasted. I thought, oh,
what were they mad? Are they mad at you?
What now? I think so.
What have you done?
I think so.
What did you do to them?
I'm just kind of, you can ask John about this. I'm just kind of a bad luck guy sometimes.
To Le Breakfast.
And I tried to speak French to him. And I, of course, I don't know real actual
French.
All the French I know, I learned from Steve Martin in that terrible remake of Pink Panther.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
That
impressed the hell out of them.
Yeah. So
they were just all over you.
There you go.
So, well, Brendan, your point is you made friends and our breakfast is coming.
What breakfast? Who's bringing breakfast?
We normally get it from Le Breakfast Place.
No. They got all torqued last week over the coffee deal.
Can I say who it is?
No, we haven't said that.
There's no reason to.
Well, we're mad at him, aren't we?
No, I'm not mad at anybody. Okay. I'm not gonna sing for ham sandwiches.
No.
Happy endings, maybe.
No one's near the dump button.
John, happy endings, maybe, but not ham sandwiches.
Turn your mic off till Michael gets back over here.
Especially French ones. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're having a little technical difficulty in Dallas. The show's off the air. Something what happened. I don't know what's
going on.
And if we're on in your city, please call now. 800-800-7234. Need a little air test.
All over. Are we starting new places?
Call right now, 800-800-7234, and give us a spot. Say you're on the air and what city you're in. Make sure it's not on our end and that it's on theirs.
It's like a CB radio check.
Yeah. Boogie check. Ooh, 800-800-7234, Oklahoma City, Houston, Baton Rouge. Yes. Wherever you hear us right now, please call in and tell us so that we can make sure that this problem's not on our end and we're not off the air all over the network.
That'd be good.
That would be bad.
That'd be bad.
And I don't see anybody calling in, so that might be the case.
Oh, no.
Bobbo, did you see the Facebook post of JD's hair?
Yes.
Did you see it, JD?
Yeah, I put it up.
No. We put one on the show page.
Oh, I missed it.
No.
It's
I'm
up.
Sure it's very thoughtful.
It's the same one that you had. It's the same one that you put up. So Actually,
did you add to
it? We need to add another call in. We need to have a vote. Everybody's so active this morning. The phones are popping. Oh, I want to hear from you. Look at the picture of JD, our beautiful beloved co-host.
Okay, I can already tell this is going to go ugly.
On our Facebook page, John Clay Wolf Show on Facebook.
Here we go.
And I want to know, is it live?
Or is it Memorex?
Or is it Memorex?
Where are you going with this? I'm trying to pull it up and it won't pull up.
It's just a picture.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah. And?
Most of the people on the Facebook, well, you can read, but I'm questioning JD's hair. I'm just taking a stance. I'm taking a position. I'm questioning.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm questioning his hair color.
You would not be the first one. Now I understand where you're going. Okay.
Questioning
my hair color.
Does he dye his hair? At the ripe age of 60, his hair looks better than mine did when I was 12.
64, ain't he?
Whatever.
No, I'm not 64. But thanks.
With jet black hair.
It's not jet black, first of all. If you look closely, you see little pieces of gray. So you think I went in there and I colored it, but I pulled out these few little pieces
and
kept them from being colored.
I can talk as a professional on this level because I've been hitting my head with Just for Men 2 to 3 times a year for 15 years.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
people turn gray early.
Yeah. Huh. But it's not my the top of my hair is not gray, it's the sides. Remember The Sopranos, the guy with the stripes?
You bet.
The skunk head?
Yeah.
I get that. I get white gray on the side, and I hate it. And the only way to do it is do your whole head. So for a moment there, for about a week, it doesn't look very good. But then it starts getting normal, and some gray starts popping out, and it blends out. And I can't believe. I want to believe you.
I don't really care if you do.
I know you don't care.
God is my witness. I'll put my hand on a Bible on my children.
Really?
Yes,
Bible?
Absolutely.
You're a devout Christian.
I will tell you. I would color it if I had to.
Yeah.
But I just don't yet. My dad died when he was 69 years old, and he still had dark hair. It's just in the genes, man. You can see if you look closely.
There's a lot of people on the Facebook site.
You can see
John Clay Wolf Show on Facebook that wrote comments of they think it's a wig. Brian, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Brian calling Austin, Texas, AM 1300.
The Zone. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for calling in and checking with us. So we're working everywhere but Dallas. That's okay. Dallas is sleepy.
Facebook has crashed, but you up.
There you go.
So, JD, I would like to test the wig theory right now to put that to bed.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind coming over here, I'll pull on your hair.
Please do.
Okay, it feels good and healthy. Mm-hmm. I've got fingers full.
Wow, this is very disturbing.
Jesus.
And
JD's bent over and you're grabbing his hair.
Listeners should know that this has gone around the last few weeks of John and JD talking about coloring their hair a lot. A lot. And I became intrigued. And you know, I'm a small town guy, and I don't know about this. I didn't know fellas did this. And so I've been playing with it myself a little bit. But I'm afraid to, dig me, I'm afraid to do the drapes. So I've been kind of experimenting with the rug. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah.
You've been coloring your pubes?
And listen. It's,
Captain Pubes from Bowie?
It ain't easy. The box says it's easy. It's not easy.
Is there pube dressing... Like, just for that?
Am I blue? Yes, I'm blue.
DJ, do you think JD colors his hair?
I don't know, man.
Pretty dark for a 60-year-old fella.
Man, you know what? I'm going to give JD the benefit of the doubt. I think he's got the player genes enough to...
I think you're right.
Keep on rolling with it.
I'm about to post a picture of my father at 66.
You need to. Put it on the show page.
I'm going to.
Okay. 66. What, did you notice the comments on the Facebook page? There was a lot of conspiracy. Most of it was just of the it's a wig, it's a toupee.
Went on twice. Never mind.
So I'm putting that to
or
rest.
A hat. Somebody says a hat needs to buy a comb. Lay off the Just for Men. I thought Caitlyn Jenner was in as a special guest.
Oh, wow.
Come on, JD. Allow God to do His job. A little gray looks dignified. You guys are so sweet. See if the drapes match the... I will tell you, when I do the beard, at the very bottom of the beard is gray. I can't explain that.
Is there more?
Because I call BS. BS. No way that's real. Hell nah. Looks great. Jeremy Moorhead, thank you. Anyway, so there's... I just put a picture of my dad up there on a sailboat when he was about 66.
So that's going to put this to sleep?
No, I don't care if you do or not. It's just how he looked.
Hey, the John Clay Wolf Show has what you need.
Don't forget, one squirt of this, voila, no more COVID.
Hit them up, 800-800-RADIO, and check out the podcast at jcwshow.com or johnclaywolf.com.
So, JD, I'm looking at this picture of your dad on our Facebook page.
Yes.
Arguing that you don't color your hair.
Yes.
And your father at 66 did have a full head of black hair.
He did.
However, yeah, in 66, they had Just for Men,
oh,
too.
Oh, dear God.
And he taught you how to use it.
Oh, that's it.
The apple doesn't fall very far from the tree.
Right. Man, you busted me. You just busted me.
If you want, I'm interested in you guys' comments. Go to John Clay Wolf Show on Facebook and look at this picture of JD and tell me if he colors his hair. He's in absolute denial. I did pull on it. It's not a wig.
It's not a wig.
Attention shoppers, you're listening to the John Clay Wolf Show, 800-800-RADIO, just give them the vid.
Last week, Styx. So I've cleansed my soul and my palate. I went to Justin Timberlake 2 weeks ago.
Whose Iowa deal was the Justin Timberlake?
My wife's.
Okay, you're forgetting.
And I'm. Do you have any more of that? Because the sad part is I liked it.
Ooh.
I know it.
And you're saying that in open public?
I know it. It's just like you dye your hair, but you won't admit it.
I won't admit it.
He can dance. That was one of the better shows I've been to. It's a chick flick, but wow. But yeah, I know. I came off of the marijuana. And I went to Styx, our concert last week.
Yes.
And enjoyed that. Who is it? Styx,
Joan Jett, and Tesla.
Yeah. Styx. I need to put a... That was a fun time.
Great time.
My amazing daughter time. Said, when we were watching Tesla, "Daddy, the stinger for that band looks like my nana."
It did look a little ragged.
Looks like my nana.
A little thin.
Was he about 70 pounds all total,
yeah,
you think?
Totally. Yeah.
Tall, slim. They look just like the Stones in 78, man.
Nah, this guy has a little more transvestite bend to him.
You think?
Yeah.
He's pretty flamboyant.
Yeah.
But what an ass rocking show, though.
Great show.
I had fun. And thank you guys for that came to the pre-listener party. There were some guys that drived up. There was one 500 miles or something.
500 miles. For a t-shirt.
For a t-shirt. We couldn't even buy them a beer because they were so young. Yeah. And they were driving.
They didn't want the passes because we were giving away. Yeah. Remember, the furthest driving gets right. VIP passes.
Yeah. Right.
They turned around and left before the concert because they just came down to meet you. Seriously. That was it.
And you. And
well,
you.
All
and
of
you.
Us, yeah.
And they're part of our group, our fam, and all you guys that tune in on Saturday morning. We appreciate it. That was fun.
That really was.
We got to do it.
I got kind of drunk. You know, I got a little nervous when I got there. There were so many people. Yeah. It made me a little nervous.
They were pushing on you.
And I started pounding beers. I had about 13.
Yeah. That glass was never empty. It was weird.
Bob, you got issues?
Our big, big thanks to Alamo Draft House for hosting our party with us. Also, the Bucks Wild Girls. Mm-hmm. Couldn't have done it without you. Had a ball.
Bob always has to give a hat tip to the dancers. Bucks Wild. So, you know, and I felt real bad the next day. I quit drinking for 6 weeks. Yeah. So that was my first rodeo back.
And you got a 13 back?
13, maybe 14. Man. I did a count.
There you go.
And damn, I could feel the blood running through my veins the next day.
Yeah.
Like all day long.
What a good investment.
Maybe I'm sick and I need to go to the doctor. Maybe this isn't hungover. Maybe I'm actually contracted a bug.
Or poisoned yourself.
Poisoned myself. Can you poison yourself with beer?
Alcohol poisoning. There's a reason they call it that.
They don't call it that unless you die of it.
No, they do not. They call it that when you get sick from it.
It was like I had the bends or something. I mean, it was bad. Mm. But that was a great show. Joan Jett was better than I expected. Styx was way better than I expected.
Yeah.
And that was a sold-out house at the GiveMeTheVin.com Bo and Jim Bash last Sunday. I can't wait. Hopefully we do the same thing next year.
The John Clay Wolf Show, every Saturday morning.
So, JD, you got this friend of yours that has a 06 Corvette. And she's got like 7,000 miles on it.
Yep, all six.
And okay. I told you a month ago, she posted on Facebook, I said, "Get this car bought."
Yep.
And you came back and we offered her retail, I think. Retail NADA book. Mm-hmm. And you're like, "No, they're not going to do that. They're only going to take 27 because they've got three offers already at 27. And I said, "No, they don't."
You're right.
And you said, "Yes, they do." And I don't want to argue with her. I was like, "Okay, but we need to get the low mile cars bought because that's what we do."
Gotcha.
So we came back. I think they hit her at 21 and we came back and offered her 24 and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is like over retail book?
Oh, yeah. It's over.
Okay.
Yeah.
She still hadn't sold it. Did you know that? I saw it back up there.
Yeah. But the problem is they have the money to sit on
it. They had the money to sit on it since 2007.
Exactly. They don't care. So they'll wait till they get the right buyer.
Okay, but your story to me retail.
That they're going to hold out for retail.
No,
which
your
they
story
are.
To me was they had money already. The people were lining
That's
up.
That's what she said.
Lining up.
That's what she said.
She's
to
trying
me.
To. She said, I can't take cash. I got to take cashier's check.
Oh.
She's like acting like Joe T's. She won't even take credit cards.
Like
they were lining
it.
Up to buy this thing. Yeah, but why is she still having it?
I'm just telling you what she said. Okay. I didn't investigate it.
But I'm just telling you, people don't understand that a hard, real money, good offer is worth something. They're going to wind up selling it to us.
Okay. I believe you.
All right.
At some point.
Because once they realize that we're paying the right amount of money.
Yes.
And it's done and it's easy.
It's easy. We come pick it up.
Right.
Boom. But, hand them a check.
But just don't listen to everybody's BS so much.
You're such
a sucker.
Because I believe people. Yeah. I believe you've been in the car business so long. I was in radio where people, they lie to me.
Well, come on. I was like, yeah, JD, they all lie.
Radio lies more than cars.
Yeah, you're right, actually. But I wasn't in radio sales. They are the slick ones.
You benefited from radio sales. You lived off blood money.
Blood money?
Well, that was blood money. They were lying to get money out of advertisers selling magic dust that you can't see. You lived from it.
Well, that's how you got your hair, right?
That's how you got your hair implants.
My hair implants done and my Botox and everything else. By the way, it's Dr. Jim in Dallas, the Botox doctor.
Did you get Botox?
Of course. And the hair plugs.
And a penile extension.
And that too.
And a fake leg.
We've got his old fake leg right up here.
Right up here.
You know, people still love the story about me tackling my ex-wife's lover.
It's just so funny. It's so perfect.
And stealing his leg. And we have it right here in the studio.
Right here in the studio. And you did it. That's the fun part. You really did it.
It's right here.
I know.
And when we have celebrities in the studio, we have him sign Pete the Greek is his name. His name is Pete the Greek. He lives in Granbury, I do believe.
Okay.
If you know a guy named Pete the Greek, he's a bartender, he's a painter. Go say, go slap him in the head for me.
I've slapped him
in the head plenty.
Yeah.
But if you steal his leg and bring it to me, his new one?
No.
No bounty. Don't put a bounty.
Don't bounty?
No bounty.
No bounty.
Somebody's going to
no
do bounty. It, John. No they bounty. Went and tried to get coffee for free.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
They're going to kick us out of the NFL.
Man.
No,
don't do it. I know your wheels are turning, man.
You got plenty of, you got his leg right
But
here.
I want his next. I want it again.
Because no, you know there's tweakers out in Hazel going, he just send us good guys fake legs. Hey, you got that Subaru running?
I know that feller.
Let's go get that.
So this guy
leg.
Was having an affair with my ex-wife, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
There's more details, but
lots.
But I stole. We got in a fisticuffs, and I couldn't figure out why he wouldn't run off.
Yeah, he knew he was.
He just
caught.
Laid there and took it.
He knew he was in trouble, but he wouldn't run away.
I took his leg when I realized he had a fake leg, and I've got it here in the studio. But you know he's replaced it. That was 13 years ago.
Of course,
JD.
He's got a new one.
I want it.
No, you don't. Stop. You don't want his leg.
I can't put a dollar amount on it.
No.
That would be. Yeah, I do want it.
No, you don't.
I want pictures of it. How about that?
Okay.
Call Billy. We're gonna go get that leg for John.
Pete the Greek.
Everything you've just heard is for radio entertainment only.
Yeah. Don't steal the leg. Like,
don't steal. Sweep the leg.
Excuse me, fella. Your name Pete?
Yeah, why?
Where'd you get that leg?
You ain't got my leg!
That is a fine looking leg you got there.
That's what you get for messing with another man's woman. Here you go. Smash, smash. Pull that leg off, start whacking him with it.
I can see him running.
Wouldn't be the first time.
God.
I got the leg, John. I got the leg.
We're sitting in the depositions. You can find him online. He beat me with my leg, and now I get dizzy spells because he was suing me.
Of course.
We settled for $3,000 from $300,000 to $100,000 to $3,000.
There you go.
But he still has dizzy spells from getting whacked in the head with a leg.
And that's why we keep the leg. It was not a free leg.
I gave $3,000 for it.
Damn right.
Plus my attorney's bills of $5,000.
Your leg now, baby.
That was Country Justice, baby. Montague County, Nacona, Texas, 2004.
Can we say what the cop said or no?
Yeah, he said he was screwing your wife. He was driving your car. He was living in your house. You're just lucky you didn't kill him. Next case.
You're listening to the John Clay Wolf Show.
The guy's a blackout drunk.
800-800-RADIO. Yo, give me the VIN.
The early worm gets the worm.
Damn right.
Every time.
Every time.
JD Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, John Clay Wolf.
Everyone who just tuned in, good morning. I've had a lot of contacts about Ted Nugent. They want to hear more Ted Nugent, about our interview yesterday.
Well, you just kind of teased him with a couple of minutes.
Well, the whole thing's on the podcast at johnclaywolf.com. Charlie, hit the next Ted Nugent. What's it? We're talking about the Styx concert last weekend in Dallas, the GiveMeTheVin.com Styx concert. And I went and I was asking, you know, Ted played with the damn Yankees. And I was asking him about Tommy Shaw. And I pointed something out that I noticed. Ah. And here's his reaction. Let's talk about something fun.
I know what you're talking about because there really are some great fun things like my music, my guitar tone, my band, my tours, my Spirit of the Wild TV show, my incredible wife, Jermaine, and all my grandkids. So there's unlimited fun available to us, John. And I'm here to deliver.
I had fun last Sunday night and I went to see Styx in concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that Tommy Shaw, not only is he an extremely small man.
I never noticed that. Because here's the bottom line about Tommy Shaw. He is a huge black Motown funk brother trapped in a little white boy's body. The guy has so much soul, so much piss.
He's a rock god. He's a rock god.
And what a master guitar player. You can't talk Clapton and Hendrix and Beck and Page in the same breath without mentioning Tommy Shaw. He's that good, isn't he?
Well, I just didn't know if literally the length or size of his appendages had something to do with this amazing talent here. I'm telling you, look at what I'm saying. Look at what I'm saying. But
I hugged the man often, and I never noticed.
Could he get his arms all the way around you?
I never noticed any variations in his appendage protrusions. But next time when I hug him back, I'll make a note of that.
Tell him to clench his fists.
I'm a huge tall guy, and I towered over those damn Yankees, so I always thought that I was like the ape in the band.
When he hugs you, say, give me a real hug. Clench those fists behind me and see if he can do it. Hey,
I'm sure he could, but how about this? I just referenced myself as an ape. How cool is that?
And I'm offended. Possible damn Yankees reboot? Yes, no, maybe?
I think we can all agree, and whether you do or not, if you're right, you will agree with me, that the greatest philosopher of all times was Dirty Harry when he said a good man has to know his limitations. And I am 70 years with a firestorm of energy. In fact, my band told me last week that if the 30-year-old Ted Nugent showed up, I'd kick his ass. But I have to be in perfect health, in great spirit and energy and attitude to play a phenomenal type of music that I play. So I'm not available from September to March because I'm hunting every day, making sure that I balance the herds.
It's all about that hunting.
We've got what you didn't hear me say because somehow it got clipped out is that I noticed that Tommy Shaw has extremely short arms.
I think we got that when you said you couldn't reach around.
I know. Well, you kind of got it, but I want to make sure they understand. If you look at a picture of him, man, it almost like dwarf arms. I'm not kidding.
Little bitty?
Yeah.
Pterodactyl.
I mean, he's a little man, but look at it. Yeah, he's got T-Rex arms.
T-Rex.
And I think I'm going to yell at JD for a minute. That's always fun.
What are you yelling at me about? What have I done? I stayed out of the way.
You switched this light out.
What's wrong with my light?
I like this light better.
Oh, you didn't
that
like
that stupid ass, cheap, junky ass dollar store light you had.
Walmart light.
Yeah, and Baba with that neon crappy sign that I threw in the trash can 2 years ago. Do you remember
that clock? No. The blue clock?
Yeah.
Well, you bought it, so you can say whatever you want.
What is up with you and all these wires? Why are you so damn high maintenance? You've got wires running all over the studio with floor mats so nobody trips.
This show brought to you by my doll.
He does. He does, though. No, we finally get crew. We finally get Bill Allen from Rad in here. He's got to sit in front of your console with all these wires hanging out.
What do you want me to do?
Dude, I paid a lot of money to have all these wires, I mean, this whole studio built and tucked tight like a good car stereo install. Right. And you've got crap running everywhere like a 6-year-old.
What do you want to do?
I want a hardwired. If there's something, you need to run one wire over to the other side of the room and have your whole damn beatbox crap out of my way and keep it clean. I mean, I don't like junk.
Then you're going to pay $1,000.
Same thing I've told my old lady.
First,
you can't buy junk. If you start bringing junk into the house, it starts stacking up.
Yeah.
I mean, just run a damn junk pile.
It multiplies. Oh, and I hate to pile on, but this is not why we elected you.
This is coming from a guy who literally looks like Pigpen everywhere he goes.
Me?
You, God almighty. Really?
I look like Pigpen.
Really?
I look like
Pigpen. Have you looked at your truck? Have you looked at your table? Have you looked at what's around you? It's always spit cups and crap and paper from 9 years ago with notes on it. Yes.
I'm throwing paper away daily.
Oh, my God. You're picking on me over a wire that's, by the way, covered by a rug. Okay, we'll have it wired. We'll spend $1,500. We'll have it hardwired. Okay.
Good.
Dear God. I'm going to go take a picture of the floor of your truck. Okay. And tell me again you don't like clutter.
Every day I throw my crap in the floorboard of the truck.
Everything.
And then I dump it all out in the trash
once every 2 years. Whether it needs it or not.
But it's not a public place. It's mine.
I got you. Okay.
This studio is a sacred environment. Oh. And all of your damn... I want to be a DJ wiring all over the place. Where's your 8-track cassette player and your realistic speakers, for Christ's sake?
We're streaming the show internationally. And by the way, this morning, that saved Satan. This station.
Satan. Oh, my God. Good morning, Satan. Help me out with this one.
You know, I'm always saying the same thing to Hitler. You know?
What?
Down here in hell.
Yeah?
Everybody makes a big deal about, oh, the man could paint. He could paint.
What?
He's here for a reason, but my God, what a pack rat.
He's here for a reason?
I've never seen... I guess it's the German thing.
Hitler's a pack rat?
Yeah, there's cheap jewelry and wine glasses and all kinds of... You know those wheels of cheese?
Right.
Laying all around his pad. I never go over there anymore. I just can't take it.
You couldn't do it.
Yeah. He's got a Zenith TV from 1974.
It still works.
Just pure magic. Well, I keep telling him, you know, LCD, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2018, even down here. Uh-huh. Come on, Hitler.
All right. Who knows?
Adolf, please.
Thank you.
You kind of run the place, don't you? I mean,
Rush Limbaugh.
Well, I like to be light about
it. Hey, Satan, Rush Limbaugh's on the ISDN. He wants to join us. Rush, are you there? Rush, can you hear us? Turley, do you have him up? Are we having technical problems?
Use the wooden glass.
I love
that.
What?
Oh, he's changing glasses.
But John.
Yes. Hi, Rush.
Having a little sojourn here in West Palm Beach.
Are you drunk and high already?
Well, perfectly reasonable. your old friend Del Rushball on the Excellence in Broadcasting Network. See, I can still do it. I'm having a little Korean wine in celebration of our new ally in the Eastern Hemisphere. Those Uns really know how to party.
The Uns?
Have you had the soju?
What do you think? We only have 30 seconds. What do you think about what happened this week? The historic moment?
You know, John, everybody, every drive-by media liberal, I'm sure my friend Ted would tell you, they're talking about this being a photo opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Which is ridiculous.
Uncle Ted would tell you what?
That this was all just a photo opportunity. Which is ridiculous. Have you seen the photos? They're marvelous. I'm looking at them now. I mean,
And Kim Jong-un?
If it is a photo opportunity, by God, they did it right. For once, in Un's life, he doesn't look like just kind of a fat loser. I love him.
This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Get a haircut, buttercup.
America's largest weekend morning show, 800-800-RADIO. Check out the podcast at jcwshow.com or johnclaywolf.com.
We took this Ted Nugent interview and chopped it up into a few bits. I want to do this one where we're talking about his new album. And also, if you'd like to hear the whole thing, you can go to the podcast. Go to johnclaywolf.com, click podcast. The 20-minute interview with Ted is on there. And remember, everyone else who likes the show and is not aware of the podcast, it's right there. And you can set it up to download commercial-free weekly. What is the tour situation right now? I have not looked at your schedule. Are you in it right now or fixing to start?
Well, no, we just wrapped up just an incredible record. The music made me do it. What a riot. I'm wondering if my fellow man knows this depth.
Is there a hit in that album, in your opinion? I mean, and don't be crazy overconfident. Let's talk normal. Is there a single in there?
Crazy overconfidence is my normal.
Is there a single in that album, in that record, that you think could be a radio hit?
Yeah, well, in today's radio, no, because I don't play, you know, cartoon music.
I know. I just didn't know if there was one that you thought, you know what, this one can hit. Because stuff springs up on you.
When we wrapped up, the music made me do it. It was like out of body. It just was so much fun. It was delirious. So I'm excited.
Here's why I say this. I have 4 children, 14, 11, 9, and 4. They love classic rock. Their friends love classic rock. Classic rock, I mean, we're on KZPS in Dallas. What's the number one 6-plus station? It bounces between the classic rock station and KISS FM, the top 40 station. Classic rock it's got this weird effect on generations that is not dying off by any sweat. And I'd like to see some of these artists. It breaks my heart when they sing their new songs to the crowd and everybody goes and gets a beer because they just want to play me the hits, play me the hits, play. If Cat Scratch Fever came out today and got airplay, it would hook up and it would be ranked. I'm just telling you,
I would think so, yeah. I believe that. It's got soul. It's got spirit. What? We came from the definitive musical authority of the black artists that were celebrating the horrors of slavery and the unshackling.
Now, hang on, Bob. What he's saying right there is really, Ted says a lot of crazy things, but what he's talking about right now is he's hitting the nail on the head. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, everything I say hits the nail on the head. Sometimes the velocity confuses people like you, but if you pay attention, you'll see that every word out of my mouth is so accurate it's stupid. I expect Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees to be the new hit country song. My point is that you love it and your kids love it, and I still go on tour, and all the great classic artists are still on tour because what Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and James Brown and Wilson Pickett and the Motown Funk Brothers gave to us was a
foundation,
a soundtrack for quality of life and all of its ups and downs and nuances. So that is alive and well. Say hallelujah.
It really is. That was nice to hear Ted not be crazy political man for a minute.
Yeah, it was.
I like that,
Ted.
He can
talk music, yes.
I like that, Ted. The other Ted confuses me, makes me want to drink or go to sleep.
That didn't take much for you.
No, it... Nice, JD, nice.
You're welcome. Nice. Oh, every penny can pick on me all day, but
pick on John.
Better you than me, buddy.
Oh, everybody go to the Facebook page, John Clay Wolf Show, and vote if that... If JD's hair is dyed,
there you go.
Or if it's a wig, or if it's real.
Right back to me.
So, Bobo, something that I learned in this episode is that, no offense, but you were kind of breakfast bitch at one point. It was your responsibility to get breakfast for the show, and I could just imagine you probably didn't like that, did you?
To tell the truth, it was never my responsibility to get breakfast for the show. I'm a radio guy. I produce the John Clay Wolf Show. I don't work food service and never have. Mm-hmm. Now, I can be talked into talking people out of things, but yeah, it was never my job, and I did it pretty well for like 3 shows.
I did not realize that. I did not realize it was a short-term gig, but as enjoyable of a person as you are all the time, I can imagine that that job was just irritating to do. Nobody wants to do that. But which brings me to my next question. Is this going to be one of my job duties? Am I going to have to go get breakfast in the morning for people?
You know, one of my favorite phrases these days is your miles may vary, Lacey, but I made it clear pretty early that that's not what I'm here to do, and you can find somebody else to do it, or you're going to have to buy your own breakfast like the rest of us.
Yeah, I think I just heard my job description go up a couple of sentences. Well, it was really cool that the guest on the show was Ted Nugent. And it was right around this time, Father's Day weekend. Y'all were talking a lot about Father's Day. And to have Ted Nugent on the show, what an icon. What a cool man. And listening to that interview was just really cool.
I think Ted Nugent is one of my favorite guitarists. And he does really excellent songs. Love his recordings. Politically, we got a little abrasive with one another, but not in length. And I think a lot of that's a showbiz thing for Ted. But yeah, he is a lot of fun to be around.
Yes, and actually, I didn't play the whole interview. Y'all kept teasing all of it is available on the podcast, so we'll get back to that in a minute. And I want to know, once and for all, what's up with JD's hair?
You know, I don't know. I'm not a guy who asks another guy what he does with his hair or his skin or his clothes, and not only do I not care, but I really never notice. You know, that's, to me, that's not a guy thing, but maybe that's just about the way I was brought up. And for the record, why would he lie about it?
All I'm hearing is that it's still a mystery. We still don't know if that's real, if he dyes it. We'll see. Maybe I'll do some investigating this weekend for the show. But I do have some good news, Bobo. That was only just a little chunk of the show. There's even more show, and you can dig through all of the old archives. Plus, hear that full interview with Ted Nugent if you go to johnclaywolf.com and sign up for the John Clay Wolf Show Plus. That's the premium podcast with all of the old stuff, and it's only a one-time fee of $5 to access it all. In the meantime, you and I will keep on sharing some classics with you here, and we'll be back next week.
And to our friends of the radio audience, we bid a pleasant good night.
You have unleashed the wolf.